Hare Krishna. Don't give in to a death wish. Give that wish the death sentence. The Bhagavad Gita begins with something akin to a death wish. At the end of its first chapter, in 1.45, Arjuna tells, Yadi mam apati karam ashastram shastrapanayah dhartarashtrarane hanyus tanme kshemataram bhavet. So it says, Yadi mam apati karam, if I do not retaliate, ashastram, and I am without any weapons, without any mood to fight, shastrapanayah, those who are having weapons, dhartarashtrarane hanyus, in the war, Dhartarashtra, the sons of Dhartarashtra, they kill me. Tanme kshemataram bhavet. That, such death, I consider preferable. Preferable to what? Fighting and killing my relatives for the sake of attaining wealth. So essentially, at this point, Arjuna feels that the pursuit of Kshatriya glory, that is a pointless, worthless pursuit. And without that pursuit, he feels even death is preferable. So sometimes life may bring us amid such adversities, complexities, perplexities that we may lose all our spirit for fighting, even lose our desire for living. Sometimes some people become suicidal, unfortunately. So when such a thing happens, we need to remember that we are at our core higher spiritual beings. And that is what the Bhagavad Gita reminds us, that death is not the end of our existence, and so death will not be the end of our problems. If we are facing problems now, those problems are because they are karmic reactions for whatever wrong we may have done in the past, and those problems are going to be there no matter what we do. And even if we end our body now, we are going to face those problems in future. So rather than trying to evade those problems and evading those problems, we can raise our consciousness above those problems. So when Arjuna understood that he is a part of Krishna, and that he has an eternal connection of love with Krishna, and that he is meant to love and serve Krishna, then that an insight infused him with spiritual energy. And rather than giving into the death wish, he gave that death wish the death sentence. That death sentence means those dark, dreary, deadly, dangerous desires within us which make us act in self-destructive ways. Where the self-destruction can be metaphorical, where we act in ways that harm ourselves, or it can even be literal, where people destroy themselves by committing suicide. All such self-destructive desires, we can give them the death sentence. Because once we understand that we are eternal spiritual beings, then we focus on cultivating love for Krishna, and that love for Krishna gives us such a inspiring and enriching purpose for our life that anything that is self-degrading, self-destructive, we just drive it out of our hearts. Because we have so much meaning and value and purpose for our life that we no longer entertain such lowly desires. And thus, by understanding our identity which is beyond death, by understanding the love for Krishna, the love of Krishna and the love for Krishna that extends beyond death, we can give up the death wish, and in fact we can give the death wish, the death sentence, and progress towards life and love and joy eternal. Thank you. Hare Krishna.